So welcome to another episode of DX Talks. We are really glad today to have our great guest, Ronita from IDC. Today we're living really an amazing world, the world of a digital transformation, a world of CIOs playing a big role in the world of transformation and empowering digital and enabling digital economies. So with that, let me welcome directly Ronita and then welcome her to DX Talks. Welcome, Ronita, to DX Talks. We are really happy to have you.
Thank you, Rudy. Likewise, absolutely delighted to be here and happy to contribute.
So before we start, do you mind introducing yourself a little bit for our viewers so that they know who is Ronita and what do you do?
Sure. So like it says, I head events for IDC, which is a global research and market advisory firm. And the region I look after is Middle East, Africa, and Turkey. I've been with IDC for 17 years, and we have more than 200 events a year across the region. And there's a very fantastic team that contributes to the success of these events. So I'm basically the coach and the team leader for this team.
Thank you for that. And let's drive us to our first event. You know, you've been very busy, as you mentioned, 200 plus events a year. Can you tell us more about the IDC CIO Summit series that is happening? You know, it's very exciting what happens in the background or in the, during the event. Tell us a little bit more of the event.
Absolutely. So the Middle East CIO Summit is not a new event. We've been doing it since 2008, and it's our 16th year this year. It's the largest gathering of chief information technology officers from across GCC. So we get the community together and we create a platform for them to network with the ICT vendor community. It's not just our analysts who come and contribute to the conception of the topics based on our research. So there are two parts to it. So we have cutting edge technology solutions showcased. We have emerging case studies. We have speakers from the community who talk about it. And then we have a lot of other activities related around it. So we have networking with CIOs and their peers. We've got dinners, we've got workshops. This is why we call it the largest gathering of this community in the region. And we are very, very proud of that.
Very interesting. And hopefully I'll be attending also the event to discover. That will be my first to discover such an event, CIOs. Now, jumping back on 22nd and 23rd of February, we have IDC Summit in Dubai. Do you mind telling us more about this event in specific? What's happening? What's special about it? Any special guests? Any special things? Any special information you can share for DX Talks?
Sure. So we are continuing with our theme of digital transformation because, you know, after the pandemic, we saw that as a catalyst in the region and across the world. But we are expanding it to the economy. So this year's theme is going to be talking about enabling the digital economy leaders. And this is one of our main tech trends that has been shaping, especially the adoption of digital technology across organizations. We have various subtopics that we talk about. So there are the usual cloud security, sustainability is a big topic now, metaverse, and we have certain topics which are of focus by the CIOs. So we have something around vendor management and selection. We have something around skills shortage. How do you recruit, train, motivate, teams? And a few of these other topics which are very relevant to the C-suite of the organization. That is a bit about the content, and we are expecting to see more than 500 delegates at the event. And by delegates, I mean only end users, so users who are adopting this technology, so senior IT decision makers. In addition to that, we also have a lot of government support. So we have the leads from the cybersecurity head. So His Excellency Dr. Mohammed Al-Kuwaiti is going to be opening our event on day two. We have a celebrity speaker who's the first official human cyborg called Neil Harbison, who would be coming in as well. So we have a few elements of, you know, industry leaders who come across and present at the event as well.
That's very good. I look forward for Neil because I met him, I think, last year. And he's the amazing cyborg, how he changing himself towards becoming, you know, a future human, if you want. This is the journey towards the future.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned different things. Can we talk about the agenda quickly? What are the highlights of the agenda? What are the highlights that will be, you know, throughout the 2 days, and any special things also, as you mentioned, with Cyborg? And I don't know if you can share some things also, more information on this agenda, so that our viewers can understand more and maybe allocate themselves with certain things.
Sure, absolutely. So, like I said, we are creating a platform that connects the ICT executives from both private and public sector, right? So in the agenda, we take topics which form roadmaps or guidelines or best practices. In the first day, we have certain trends that we talk about. So we talk about AI, we talk about cybersecurity, we talk about cloud and data center. These are the top two, three topics that we talk about. We also have a session around sustainability and Industry 4.0. So there are different zones within the event where you know, attendees can go and listen to topic-specific content. Day two, as well, we continue with that, but we focus on other aspects of technology. So we talk about, like I said, different aspects of the CIO community, what they would like to hear. So it covers, like I said, vendor, talent, skills. It talks about outsourcing versus smart sourcing. And these topics, which are of, you know, ever-growing in interest in the region. In addition, on day two, we also have awards. So IDC works on the IDC Excellence Awards that honors Middle East's most pioneering technology leaders. And we have three categories. So we have the CIO of the Year, the CISO of the Year, and Women in Technology and Business. So we end the event with these award categories where we acknowledge the top 10 of these in each category. So it's quite a jam-packed agenda, but a lot of fun.
Very interesting. To sum things up, I think you are enabling the economy in Dubai. And this is my last question. How do you think IDC is bringing more value since UAE and Dubai? And, you know, this region is really pumping with a lot of events, pumping with economy. There's a lot of strategies towards this. What's your take or final take on this? How can or how is IDC, you know, empowering such initiatives in this space?
I think, Rudy, the greatest differentiator is that we are an IT research, market intelligence, and advisory company, which means our events are always backed and driven by data and research, right? Hosting an event for 16 years itself speaks for the event. You know,
that's an achievement brand, by itself.
Exactly. The brand equity and you know, the overwhelming success only comes from support from the community. So, and it's a calendar event, definitely. Everybody in the industry looks forward and waits for the, for February to come for the event to happen. So what IDC does is IDC provides a direction, guidance, and we come with our research into the event. So we are not just an event organizer, but we come with our research, our analyst teams, you know, come with, you know, their findings, their, you know, thought process around the next 5 years. How do we see IT shaping up in the region, worldwide trends? So that is a very, very attractive USP for the event. And we are always aligned to the governments of the region. So for example, sustainability has picked up a lot of momentum and we have pivoted towards what is important. And we have lots of sessions around sustainability, green IT, around, you know, other topics that are relevant. So the relevance, the relationship, and the very fact that, you know, we have an established platform where everybody comes to network itself, I would say is a big differentiator for us.
Exactly. And thank you for mentioning those and highlighting the how the contribution, and there's a lot of strategies possibly built on IDC reports and research.
Absolutely.
So I'd like to thank you, Arundhya, a lot for being with us today on the DxTalks platform. We're really happy to have you, and hopefully I'll be seeing you soon on 22nd and 23rd of February in Dubai.
Yes, so at Atlantis.
Like thank you. At Atlantis, not anywhere else, at Atlantis. So make sure to attend, because it's, I think the location by itself is, if you haven't been, IDC and what they're doing throughout the 2 days is amazing. So I highly recommend everybody to jump and get their tickets as soon as possible and connect with the team to be available in the event. So with that, I'd like to thank you a lot again for being part, and thank IDC for giving us this special time. And with that, we'd like to thank everyone who joined today, and see you with another episode soon.
Thank you, Rudy.